How's it going? How you guys doing?
Good, Johnson. Hey, this is Michael here. You've been a core special teams player and the cornerback with the Browns. What exactly do you think you bring to Detroit, and what your role will be with the Lions?
They haven't promised me anything, but they're going to give me opportunity to play special teams as I've done in the past, and give me opportunity to compete to play cornerback, and I'm excited about it.
Hey, Johnson, this is Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. Can you just explain what makes a good special teams player and why you've been so successful at that during your career?
Well, I definitely got to thank I've been in Cleveland for the past 4 years, and I got to thank Coach Tabor for the opportunities that he's given me and my teammates. Special teams was important to all of us, and so we prepared like it and played with our hair on fire. And that's what it. You got to be prepared, obviously. It has to matter to you, and you got to play like it's important to you. You got to just play, be relentless and be physical and be willing to put your body on the line just like many positions in football. It is football at the end of the day. And so a lot of those same things that it takes to be a good special teams player is what it takes to be a good football player. So.
This Tim Twentyman with the Detroit Lions, is it a different mentality that you have to have to be one of the top special team guys in the league? Are you just wired a little bit different? Is that kind of the mantra of really good special teams guys?
I think, yes. So, I mean, I'm probably a little bit crazy. I'm probably a little crazy. I'm probably willing to do things some people aren't. I'm willing to do the dirty work. I think I work hard, and I think I prepare well, and I think, I'm fearless, and those are things that are necessary in order to, do the things that you described. But, I mean, it's not just me. I've had, I think you don't get a great player without great coaches around him and a great supporting cast. And I've had all that in Cleveland. We were always good on teams, and we always were coached very well. And I had great teammates who supported me and helped me. You can't just make a play on your own. Sometimes you need to be put in position to do that. So.
Hey, Johnson, this is Mike Ralston from ESPN. From the outside, Cleveland looks like it's somewhat, I guess, dysfunctional as a franchise. How would you describe your 4 years there and kind of what was going on and everything that happened there?
I had a wonderful experience there. They gave me opportunity as a undrafted free agent to come in and compete, which is the same opportunity to come in. They're giving me the opportunity here in Detroit, and I loved it. I loved that the fans were passionate. And the coaches cared, and it mattered to the players, and had great teammates. So I had a fantastic 4 years there. There's a special place in my heart for Cleveland. I appreciate them for everything, and I'm looking forward to earning the respect and trust of my teammates, and earning the respect of my teammates, the trust of my teammates, and earn the same thing from the coaching staff, and playing hard, playing for these fans here. So.
Johnson, this is Michael here again. In some way or other, in college and pro, you've gone up against Marvin Jones for a long time. What can you tell people about him? What kind of player he is? What kind of athlete?
Oh, he's a competitor. He's a really good receiver. He is very well rounded. He's quick, and he's a good person. I haven't gotten an opportunity to know him personally. I've just competed against him, and I've played with some guys that play with him, and they. I haven't heard a bad thing about him, so I'm excited to see it for myself.
Anything else, guys?
Forget again.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Can you just explain how this came about? I don't know. I guess you kind of came up from under the radar to a lot of people. So, how many other teams were you talking with, and how quickly did this come about with the Lions?
It all happened pretty quickly. A lot of people were. I had a couple teams calling, but this was the perfect fit for me. So I'm here and I'm excited about it. Yeah.
All right, guys.
And just one last thing. Alex Carter, I know you know him from Stanford a little bit. He sent a shout out on Twitter. Just just curious what you think of him as a defensive back with the Lions.
Man, he was we had a bunch of successful years at Stanford. He started for us, I think, for 3 years. He's a great player, especially when he's healthy, and I can't wait to see him get on the field. That's my guy.
Hey, John, this is Mike Rossi from ESPN again. Looks like you might be one of the highest paid special teams players in the league. What do you think that says about you, and what does that mean to you that maybe the Lions recognize that?
Well, I'm. It seems like the Lions have put a lot of faith in me, and I don't want to disappoint them. There's a lot of good special teams players out there, and I've played well on special teams, and I know that I can, you know, contribute to this team in more ways than that. So I'm excited about the opportunity that I have here with the Lions.
Yeah,